every year we'd have a garden. And in fact, we would pick blackberries and make jelly, picking blackberries and make jelly out of.
Did you do a lot of canning?
Lots of canning, yes.
And did the girls around have different chores to do than the boys did? I know you didn't have sisters, but was it typical that the girls had different things?
Well, I just right now, they, the girls, I go back to my wife and know when she was a girl and what she said. When they're taking a bath, there wasn't no running water, there wasn't any heat. So they got behind the cook stove and taking a bath. And my wife says, "Where did you and Carl take a bath?" I says, "In the swimming pool with the hog." And that's the truth. We wasn't too neat in there. We went barefooted all one winter, so I'll show you we was pretty tough footed. Though the ice would cut her feet, but you'd see the blood on the ice, but it didn't stop us from going to school. Uh-huh. We walked all the way to school.
You walked to school, and where did
two
you go?
Two-room school, Ebenezer, on Ebenezer Road, two-room school.
Uh-huh, and what grades did it have?
It run up to about the seventh grade, six or seven. And then we had went into Fulton County, and we went to Crabapple then, Northwestern School. One thing about that school, the great-great-grandfather of Travis Tritt was our main one that kept law and order. He lived in Cherokee. He drove horse and buggy, and when he went into the classroom, he'd taken the horse whip in there, and if he needed to use it, he used it.
Goodness.
His name was Dick. That's Travis Tripp. You've heard, he's pretty popular in some of the songs.
Uh-huh. Did you have any favorite teachers at that time?
Yes, one is still living here in Roswell, in the rest home down here, Jewel. And if I go to see her, she say, "That's my schoolboy."
And what made her your favorite?
Well, I guess one reason I know her better than the other ones, she was a daughter of a deacon of the church where I belong, Union Church. And so we were close in that respect.
Tell me a little bit more about the school. You said it had two rooms?
Two rooms, and it was divided up. The seventh grade, but I can't tell you how it's divided. I can tell you the brother next to me, I was maybe five and a half, and we walked to school, and he was four, I think, at that time. And so me and him so used to being together, he started school when he was four. Mm-hmm. We had a wood heater there, and the community cut the wood. And it was, they was people in there, Jim, which he died the other day, and he was 90 year old, and me and him was in the same class together. I'm 84 and he was 90. He was just buried about 3 months ago or four.
So you'd have kids of several different ages?
Yes, from 4 year up to 20. Some of them old enough to be married, but they was in that school.
And were there other schools around that you could have gone to, or was that the only one?
Well, it was the only one meant for us to go to.